I agree with so much of it, but there is one part that concerns me greatly, and that is the, and you as a scholar will recognize the phrase, the devil theory of history.
Uh-huh.
You're looking for a devil, and uh-huh. you don't find it inside ourselves. You find it in a manipulation, mm-hmm. in a creation and a manipulation of that creation by forces outside, and you're not even satisfied with an economic approach.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make it something larger. There are forces at work in our society that purposefully mm-hmm. manipulate women mm-hmm. to keep them in the home.
Yes, or to keep them feeling imprisoned in their bodies. Yes, I have no apology for that. The way I put it in the book is, this is not a conspiracy theory. It doesn't have to be. I've become convinced, and I'm very influenced by the work of Barbara Ehrenreich, who I think proved this absolutely without a doubt in her book, For Her Own Good, 150 Years of the Expert's Advice to Women, that if you look at the history of how middle-class women do, are made to do what needs to be, what the economy and what society need them to do at any given moment, you're looking at manipulation which is so necessary and so almost reflexive that it doesn't even have to be conscious.